Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Call yourselves Title Town? Are you kidding me?
That's fraud.
It feels like a gray area.
Spoiler alert, Canada. Cup's coming back to the U.S. of A.
There's way too much negative stigma attached to strippers.
I hate you guys so much.
My dog just shit his ass.
Hey, everybody. What is going on? It is Wednesday night. That means it is time for another edition of Craft Brewed Sports. I am Mike. With me, as always, is Scott. Scott, how you feeling tonight, man?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real good.
I'm feeling good, too, man.
You're feeling good because you had an A-plus quality meme that you put together this week to troll.
I did. I did. Although it wasn't really much trolling Yankees fans so much as just the organization itself. Which makes it even better for me.
It's the first time in the history of baseball that Yankees fans and the rest of the baseball world was united on, the hell is this? This is stupid. Well done, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Former intern Cam chiming in already. Let's go,
Cam.
Scott.
What's up, brother?
My man, Matt Stanton's in the comments.
Miss you, man.
Fun. Mookie is hanging out. Mookie, how you feeling tonight, my dude? You muted yourself, and I can't.
No, you muted it. Yourself.
No,
but
you muted it.
No, and you muted it. But I'm excited to talk some Xavier baseball tonight, man. I tell you what, it's getting to be about that time of season, and being down in the South this last weekend, I'm feeling it in my bones. I can't wait to talk some ball.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You pumped to talk 0-4 Xavier baseball. I love it.
You know, they're out there giving it their best shot. You know, they're really taking their hacks, and you know, they're improving every day. You know, they're just trying to find their stride. They'll be all right.
How can you improve every day when you still are 0-4? Like, you've gotten worse. They blew a lead against Louisville that they had no business of blowing the lead. It was disgusting. They gave up like 6 runs in the 7th inning the other day. It was awful. Absolutely awful.
Well, Louisville is from Kentucky, which is traditionally a better baseball state. And where's Xavier? I mean, what did you expect? I guess that's really good on what it comes down to. Clearly, right. The baseball team doesn't have enough pull to get strippers to run on the sideline, you know, Chris Mack style for the Louisville bench to distract them. But it's okay. They'll figure it out. They got a long season at play.
All right. Sounds good. Intern Christian hanging out. Christian, you're still riding your high over here. You feeling good, man?
Oh, I'm good.
You are defending blocks.
Right, absolute statement.
A statement. This kid.
Did Roger sign in Denver? Is that what happened?
This kid over here is super excited over a regular season Big East win. Can't get over. He's like, this is bigger than the regular season.
It wasn't a regular season win, though. That's the thing.
Okay.
Last night was UConn coming back and saying, this is our conference. It's always been our conference. And if you're like, I was on Twitter all last night. People are scared. No one wants to see UConn. No one wants to see UConn. The fact that Providence fans are on Twitter whining about a charge or a block call when they should have wanted UConn to win that game, they're scared.
Jesus Shuttlesworth ain't walking through that door.
Christian, I got something for you to start off this show. Just soak this in, my man.
Move this man!
I think that's going to be the first of many. Keep up this.
If say like Xavier goes out and beats Villanova, yeah, it's going to happen. Whatever. That's not what last night was.
No, it's not. Have you seen Xavier play against Villanova? No, it's not. It never happens.
Beating Villanova. That's hilarious, Christian. You are a funny kid, man. I appreciate it. We got an awesome show for you guys tonight. We're going to talk a little bit later on. We're talking with Haley Murphy. She's coming on talking about this MLB lockout. I want to talk this
about what?
The Major League Baseball lockout.
No. Nope. What do you do? They're the only baseball in play right now. T-ball, I think, is reported. Pitchers and catchers.
Not yet. Not until March.
And then also, I do believe college baseball has already kicked off. We already touched on that. So, you know, I don't know what this other shit is that you think we're going to be talking about later. But I'm here for it. I'm ready to get into the back end of the rotation here, you know, with the Muskies. I think we have an opportunity to shake things up at the top of the batting order to maybe get a little bit more speed on the base paths. But, you know.
Mookie,
stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Quick,
we'll
real quick.
College baseball roster construction.
Hang
by
on.
Mookie,
yeah, yeah. Hang on for a second. Mookie, hands up. I want your hands in camera real quick.
Yeah.
Name two players on the Xavier baseball team.
Smith. and William.
William Smith.
You're such a dick.
Will, did you just say Will Smith?
No, because if Big Willie Stye was on that team, they wouldn't be 0-4. Let me tell you what. All right, come at me with that. Right.
We're gonna talk MLB logout later. Around 8:45. Then I want to talk this college football playoff because bad news on that front came out this week. We also got to talk. Apparently, we're gonna fight over handshake lines. Like that's a thing that's happening in 2021. We don't have anything else going on, so we got to fight about fights and handshake lines. That's absurd in the college basketball world. We'll get to all that. Before we do, let's talk about these beers that we're drinking tonight. Scott, what is in your mug tonight?
I know I said a few weeks ago I was on a milkshake IPA journey and then proceeded to drink a bunch of dark beers the following weeks, but I'm back on my milkshake IPA journey. Better late than never. I am drinking Berry Berry Fluffy, and I gotta say, this is fucking amazing. It's got cranberry, cherry, raspberry, orange zest, Tahitian vanilla. This shit, I'm fucking the shit out of this beer. Like right,
banging
now.
The beer. All right, scale as always. Would you bang your beer, Scott? Bang the hell out of it.
I absolutely would. It's almost like I've had this beer before. Like it's that good.
Guys, Cameron in the comments said that we should have a beer league, baseball league, and I am here for that.
Fantasy baseball?
No, just like we should go play baseball. Beer league.
Oh right? Yeah, let's do it.
I just want to see Mookie try to swing a bat. That's all I want to see is
listen.
That's
buddy.
Our next video. Listen. That's our listen. Next video.
Yes, let's do a video, Mookie. You have to. Oh, yes. We need to make this happen. Let's get a guy from the
that's
Xavier
fine.
Baseball team. Let's get a guy from the Xavier baseball team to pitch to you.
Get Will Smith. Get Will Smith.
Yeah, get Will Smith to pitch. Is
no,
he a pitcher?
I'd prefer to just take one in the chest with some catcher's gear on instead of try to hit a ball off one of them pitchers because I know I won't.
I'll take 100%. That. I'm totally fine with them just throwing. You get no glove, just pitcher's gear, and they
just
get to throw fastballs at you. Yes,
I hope they're pragmatics.
Even better.
Wait a minute. How?
In that case, we. Scott,
when does the season end? Because I need to get some more life insurance with enough like buffer room that if I do die, it's not going to be as questionable.
You're not going to die.
College World Series is in May. So how about then?
We got some time. All right, that sounds good. Yeah,
Scott.
Let me hear. Boy. Do I get to pick Scott, who I Scott. Who
hit up our boy BA? Let's see if we could get BA to throw. He's a curveball pitcher. It's all right. It won't hurt as bad, but he can still get some gas up there, right? He can hit like 80.
There's nothing like an 89 mile an hour fastball to the chest.
Yes. All right. So Mookie, Bronson Arroyo. You want a Bronson Arroyo fastball to the chest?
Pass.
What are you drinking, Mookie?
I'm finally catching up with you boys and having killer boots from Verboten Brewing and Barrel Project. They are out of Loveland, Colorado, 6% ABV with 3.84 caps on Untappd. We banging real good here. This is like a Tuesday night leading into Wednesday morning kind of bang situation there. So, That's pretty much all you got to say.
Thank you for revealing what day of the week you and your wife have sex, Mookie. Appreciate that.
I'm not talking the scheduled stuff. No, the scheduled stuff. Yeah, the scheduled stuff, you have to have time in the morning to sleep in, you know, and catch up after the late night. This is like literally one of them spontaneous, like, hey, you did laundry. Thanks. Appreciate you.
Matt Stanton says he can throw 75. Do you think you could get a hit off of him?
Nope. Right. Nope, that's not a trap I'm gonna fall into because I know my limits on that, and I look, man, if we really want to do it up, it should be something like, can I hit a home run off a slow pitch, fast pitch, beer league softball pitcher?
I was gonna say this would be super entertaining to just take you to the batting cages and just put you in the high speed batting cages, just watch you whiff for a while.
I see. Now I feel like I could do better in the batting cages because you can kind of get in a rhythm there where you can kind of start to predict it, as opposed to just, you know, going off a live pitcher where there's going to be a different cadence between deliveries. Plus, it's going to be, again, a consistent spin every time off the batting cage. So I feel like I could at least get bat on ball. And you really don't know like what kind of hit it is after like it leaves the little batting area.
Would you fuck your beer?
You want to put a beer mile on that one, Mookie?
Yeah, let's put a beer. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, let's let's. Sure. What the fuck? Why not?
Are you banging that beer?
Yeah, I said that a long time ago. A Tuesday into Wednesday morning bang.
Oh, that's right. Christian, what are you drinking tonight? Would you bang it?
I know I've done it before, but so my bank account got locked yesterday, and I only had $6 cash in my wallet.
Sharklin.
Apparently, I spent a suspicious amount of money on Friday.
Say that again.
Apparently, I spent a suspicious amount of money on Friday, so they locked my account.
I thought you said I came into a suspicious amount of money on Friday. I was like, "Yo, you hit the casino? Like, what you playing there? Craps?"
It left my bank, but like I checked it all out, and it's valid.
Was this M&D Bank or like a legit bank?
No, it's like a legit bank.
Oh, okay.
You didn't understand that.
I went to get gas. And my car, it's like,
I know Mike did. I know Mike.
I got you.
Thank you.
I love the idea, though. I love the idea of go like mom and dad just being like, this is suspicious. You're cut off for a while.
It's not a use of a highly suspicious amount of money, probably on something you shouldn't. We're cutting you off for a little while.
It was excessive. I will give
back. I'll give my bank credit. I would want them to do this if it wasn't me.
Pause the music, Joe. Hang on, because we got to get into this. What did you spend such a suspicious amount of money on that you're
Friday night was my friend's 21st birthday. I celebrated a little harder than he did.
Good work.
Shocker.
Good
a
friend.
Lot of money left my bank account. Like $400 worth of money left my
bank. I thought it was something like you took a cab and your bank was like, whoa, what the fuck? This kid walks.
No. It's just like when such a significant portion of my bank account comes out in the span of 3 hours. Like, I get it.
Yeah. That's actually a good bank. You might want to stick with them. You know, in case somebody actually does try to steal that much money.
Shit.
All right. You banging that rolling rock, Christian?
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal.
Do it, do like it, but yeah. Can you protest those charges and just try to play it off? Like, could you maybe try to get that money back?
Fraudulent.
That's what I was thinking, but like,
Now you're on camera saying otherwise. Yeah, bad idea.
It's like, right. I did spend that much money. I did it. Like, I woke up and looked, and I was like, what the fuck did you do?
Drew out here playing 4D checkers on us. Like, just dispute the charges. Then you don't have to pay it, and then it's all good. Well done, Drew.
Did you at least get fucking reward points or some shit, some miles or something?
No, it was my debit card right out of my account.
Oh, God.
Oh, you can get shit on debit cards?
Losing multiple.
If I had a credit card, I'd be fucked.
Because all you do is every time you make a purchase on the credit card, you pay it off the next day. When you're sober, you're like, fuck, I fucked up. Pay it off. Then you at least get the cash back, but you still see your banking account go, woo. I'm telling you, bro.
All right, let's talk about the beers that everybody else is drinking. In the comments here, Gabe said he's fighting a hangover, but he's still drinking a dogfish head 90 minutes.
That's the way you do it, Gabe.
That's a rough. If you're fighting a hangover and you go dogfish head 90 minutes, oh my God.
That's rough if you're just coming in straight stone cold sober.
You go 90 minutes, you're in for a night.
Hair of the dog, man. Hair of the dog, Gabe. You roll right on through this, bro. I know you got this.
That's a big time hair of the dog. Robert Taylor promised us a great beer for this week. He's drinking a Bottle Logic TIE Fighter, a 9.9% golden stout, lactose, coconut, and tea leaves. He says this is dress code attire, steak seafood house type of date with a night of sensual lovemaking on top of a bed of roses. Okay, I'm not reading.
That's painful.
Jesus Christ, man. Yes, it sounds
his
like
his and hers massages the bottomless mimosas. Yo, Robert, get at me, dude. Like,
as always, Robert Taylor.
It says his and hers, Mookie. Don't get too excited.
I'm just trying to see where he gets his package deals.
I am drinking Cure Your Ales, an elderberry fruited ale. This was just what was left in the fridge. And
so you'd fuck it.
I'm not picky. I mean, I'd throw it a bone. How about that?
Bone.
Was that?
Have we ever had a I wouldn't fuck this?
I've had a couple of those.
I actually drank one earlier today and I was kind of pissed about it, but it was in the fridge and I was like, well, I got to get through it at some point.
Yeah.
Should I roast it or should I just let it, stay in? No,
let it simmer. Let it simmer. Cameron's drinking.
I still got an HJ.
Cameron's drinking a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Can't even fucking spell it right. God. Did that kid pay money to hang out with us too? Like
He did. Cam paid money to.
He's coming. Since I'm 21 now. With the mic.
Since I'm 21 now. He hit 21 and bam, Mike's Hard Lemonade. Cam learned nothing from his time on this show. Nothing. Oh my God. Failed this kid.
Mike's Hard. that's classic. I love that.
Now, to be fair, we don't really do anything for these interns' development as much as just provide them support.
Sure, we do. Hold on.
Can I finish here?
Christian, don't you feel like you've grown as an individual being on this show?
Oh, absolutely.
See? Yeah. See, Drew? Right from the horse's mouth.
If Christian walks just slightly less just per night, that. We will have been a W.
My point was going to be internship. That we're here to support them through their rough college years where they may feel like a degenerate, but we let them know they're on the right path.
No, my rule is like anything goes until you graduate.
Clearly.
Or until you serve more than 10 days.
Oh, God, Mookie. Jesus, man.
I'm saying, bro, because that's the point of inflection. Like, you can do some dumb shit and get like 48 hours and you're like, well, fuck, I don't know. What are my options?
My friend this weekend was wanted, but they were supposed to notify us earlier. So we harbored him away from his house until he turned himself in on Tuesday.
Oh my God.
You wanna take that? You wanna apologize to me now, Mike?
Hey, look,
about going dark.
That whole
I'm just being real, motherfucker.
Goes, it
real
does,
over here
for when you're like talking about the law. Just what a heads up, so yeah, like your defense in court can't be. I'm in college. Anything goes.
Hell yeah, can. Your Honor, I would like to point you to Facebook meme 101 here. Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. I rest my case. And then you just sit down.
Oh, shit.
And then that's when his attorney stands up.
Thanks, Cam. I appreciate you, man.
That's because Cam is a hell of a guy.
He is. Robert Taylor, I grow as an individual weekly thanks to this show. Oh, look at that. That's amazing.
Moving on.
I, wrap it up. Sick of this shit. All right.
No.
You guys getting man. Fucking just, soft over here.
I'm just soaking in all the love.
Christian's over here harboring fugitives, and you're sitting here patting each other on the back and fucking singing Kumbaya. What is this?
I didn't harbor. I said we harbor.
We did.
That's smart. See, again, that's this kid. He got street smarts.
All right. Let's start with this whole Juwan Howard thing.
Boom shakalaka.
So if you've been living under a rock, Juwan Howard slapped the shit out of a coach this week in the handshake line, and everybody lost their damn minds over it. Here's what I'm very furious about. The Wisconsin AD came out and said, our coaches did nothing to provoke this situation, so none of them will be suspended as a result of this incident. When one of their coaches did the DX suck it sign to Michigan's bench, how do you ignore your coach doing the suck it sign to a bench and then go, look, we didn't do anything wrong. This was a completely unwarranted thing. No suspension.
Scotty K. Scotty K. Get him.
Your Honor, we're in college. Anything goes.
Ain't no laws when you drink claws.
This is college basketball. I mean, anything goes, right? Same defense as Christian. He's like,
yeah.
Christian walks into the courtroom. He's like, I'd like to take the stand, Your Honor. I'm gonna lawyer the shit out of this so much that I'm gonna sit on the stand and tell you why none of these coaches are responsible. Just Juwan.
Scott, I'm surprised you went that route. I was expecting a different hard left turn there.
I got a couple hard left turns for you tonight. Trust me. When you sent out what we're gonna discuss tonight, I was like, oh, this is gonna be fun.
Wait a minute. Are we gonna talk Daytona later? Y'all surprised me with that. I appreciate y'all. Thank you. Thank you for that. Do you want to get it? The Daytona 500, NASCAR season opener, the Super Bowl of the South.
Christian's all of us, right?
Is that what you meant? We're going to take a few left turns.
That was a good cut by the producer. Thank you for cutting. Solo and Christian's look as Mookie derails us and goes off the rails that quickly into the show. Listen,
what a NASCAR tangent too. What?
Scott, I'm fresh back from the South, man. I'm still trying to shake off that Sarasota vibe.
That's right. You were in Florida. How was the COVID? Do you enjoy your COVID down there?
No, there's no COVID down there. Are you kidding me? Everyone's good. I mean, if you really think about it, look at it this way, right? Everyone down there is so fucking old that they either were mandated to get all the shots or they're dead.
So Juwan Howard.
Yeah, Matt was going where I thought you were telegraphing there, Scott, with the race card that Juwan Howard is the only one to get punished.
See, I knew that's where you thought I was going, and I didn't want to go that predictable. I mean, you know, look, Wisconsin coach fucked around and found out, right? Like, I don't know. he didn't do anything, but you know, it's rare that a dude from the streets just attacks just any old buddy. They got to get revoked.
I don't want to talk about, like, is the suspension right or like?
Oh yeah, no. I don't give a fuck.
That's not. Yeah, I don't care at all. I love that they were like, he's suspended for the rest of the regular season. All five left. It's like when they hand out a starting pitcher suspension. It's like he's suspended for 10 games. Oh, so two. Got it. Thank you. Really appreciate that.
Not even, because then they go back and push a start back, and then they only misses one. I hate major league suspensions for pitchers. It kills me every time. We're throwing the book at him. 30 games. He's on the DL. Yeah, well, he won't do that again, will he? That'll teach him.
But I just want to know, like, in this incident, Is there a worse person on the court to get bitch slapped by than Juwan Howard? Because I feel like if you could pick anybody else out in that entire arena, you would take a bitch slap from anybody else before Juwan Howard. Like, that would be the last person picked to bitch slap you in your ear. That was like, that was so disrespectful.
There's like a 90% chance that Juwan has the most hood credit in that arena. Like, there's probably maybe only one or two other guys in that whole place that you'd be like, I might not fuck with them before Juwan. But Juwan is top three easily in that entire building.
So, and that to me, Scott, is why that's not that bad of a person to get bitch slapped by, right? Because at least, you know, if you're going to have to be someone's bottom bitch, at least be the bottom bitch of the top dog, right?
I mean, I guess. I just go about my general day, though, trying not to get bitch slapped for any reason. Like, any reason. Like, I don't see, like, I'm not, like, walking in the street like, oh, shit, like, there goes the CEO of some company. It'd be great to get bitch slapped by him. I should try that. Like, no. Like, I wake up and one of my checkoff boxes is don't get bitch slapped today.
Like, listen, I'm gonna be somebody's bottom bitch. His bottom bitch.
Right? He's already given up. He's like, look, I'm bitch mate. So just somebody's gonna make me the bitch. I might as well be Juwan.
But then you're not his bitch mate because, like, again, he's top dog. So he's top dog. I like that take a lot, actually.
God. See, again, okay, so of the people that understand, if you got to do a couple days in the clink, what that's about, like, Christian, look, gets
this
me
is
here.
The second time we've been lawyered by the legal expert on this show. Yes. So I got fucking nothing.
Can't get a DUI if you're walking, man, right?
Exactly.
What a law firm these two would make. Mookie and Christian, attorneys at law.
They'd give our law firm a run for its money. Yes. All the Jerry Curl in the world ain't saving that.
Mookie's like Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny, just like popping up here doing bird law shit.
Dude, I love his bird law, man.
Christian's bird hammered, he walks in, he's like, sorry, I'm late, I walked here.
I think he's more Lionel Hutz.
Wait, man. Is this where the Brian Flores meeting is?
Oh, gosh.
I just think it's great because, again, just mustache top Selleck levels. Oh, God. Tyson's again, stash, I'm going to just blame. I'm going to blame the wedding. It looks way different in my regular clothes, you know, as the guy in Drake's video says. But yeah, it's looking, here's the saddest part. It's looking a little Eastern European again now. That's
you do like look a, like you're about to drop a wah-ha-ha-ha on us any second.
I was going to say, and like, that's a bad place to be in these days with Mother Russia. How about the
moving on?
What's this comment by Kev right here? What's it?
I was about to move on.
Kevin saying you can't get a DUI if you're walking, but you can get public intoxication.
Somebody's going to throw a yellow flag at me like, bitch, there's nobody around to pass an affair on. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm wasted. Leave me alone.
They'd still call it on the Bengals, though.
I just love that Kevin's got the abbreviation for public intoxication down pat. That's not a good sign when you refer to it as PI. I picked up another PI this week.
All right, yeah. So Mike, all right, I got it. It's all good. Since we're kind of toeing this line, I have a question I want to ask. I'm going to shoot you in the private chat because, you know, there's libel involved here.
Did you just bring up something and then tell Mike, but I'm not going to actually talk about it on the show.
I want to bring this up. Stop everything.
Are we hosting a chat session?
I'm going to text you.
It's in the private chat. No, it's in the private chat on StreamYard because I figured out how to delete the thing that fucked with my camera and the other thing that's fucking with my camera. Whatever. It's fine. It's fine. I've got it. It's fine.
Excellent. I don't even know what this message means, Mookie. Oh,
my God.
Whitey says, I thought it was public indecency.
That is also PI, dramatic. But that's a different kind.
All right, listen. Okay. Mookie, I don't know what this message is. I'm ignoring you.
Yeah, that's a good call.
He'll tell you on the chat, though.
Yeah, let me send you a quick message.
Oh, no,
people
I gave up.
People want to ban the handshake line now, guys. That's like a legit fight. Like, people are bringing it up in press conferences. Should we ban the handshake line? Should we
give really?
The
handshake line?
Yes. Tom Izzo went on a 4-minute rant about how the other team isn't there to shake his hand after a game. We'll shake air. We don't give a shit. Like, he didn't mind shaking air. Like, this is where we're at in college basketball. Tom Izzo is at a press conference miming shaking air in defense of the handshake line. What the fuck is going on, guys?
I love Izzo, but that's such a OWG of college basketball take. We'll be shaking hands with air. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, he raises men of character up there.
That's like something a D3 school would do, not a perennial fucking Final Four team out here. Could you imagine seeing that too? These guys just walking down, all these black players walking down, just doing one of these. Like, coach, are you fucking kidding me? Like, way to lose recruits. Like, that day, if I was a recruit visiting, I'd be like, is this serious? Like, is this motherfucker actually doing it? Like, am I going to have to do that if I come here? Nah, bro, I'm good.
I feel like I need to find this now. I can't believe you didn't hear this. Yes, like,
I totally missed this shit.
He ranted. He was talking about, like, oh, we've already told him, like, if it's too hard, don't go or change or leave. And it's like, wait, okay, so you're railing against the transfer portal. You're railing against, like, everything, every type of player empowerment, and you're going to tell them you got to shake the air if the other team isn't there to shake hands. What the fuck is wrong with Tom Izzo, man?
I mean, and I'm fine with the handshake line. Like, I don't have any problem with the handshake line itself, but it was, like, going to the extreme of saying you're going to handshake air. Like, get the fuck out of here. Nobody's doing that. It's ridiculous. Hey, especially one of these NIL kids. Like, bro, you know how much I just got paid to come in here? You think I'm going to be caught dead? I'm going to the fucking NBA. I'm not shaking no air. Fuck you, coach. Like, he's going to be able to be like, that'll end that air handshake line real fucking quick.
Well, but don't you think there'll be another NIL kid who's, you know, not going to the NBA, but it's like, yo, I can get a deal here, and does something with air handshakes on TikTok and catches a sponsorship out of it? Like, I couldn't quite think of something to be like, who would sponsor air handshakes? Like, Purell? I don't know. No, someone would. Some dumb company would. It'd probably be a crypto company or whatever based on the Super Bowl, but, like, someone would pay a kid to do the air handshake line. As Robert Taylor says, words, whatever.
Robert says, if you're against the handshake line, then you're against sportsmanship. He says, talk your shit during the game, fight, whatever, but respect your opponent when it's over.
100% agree. 100% agree.
I don't, I mean, maybe it's just me getting older and angrier. Like, I don't care. You don't want to shake hands? Don't shake hands. I don't give a shit, man. Like,
I mean, that's cool and all, but you're talking about, like, the lower levels, which I'm just like, whatever about. I mean, I know it wasn't sportsmanship when Richard Sherman was screaming about not having a sorry ass receiver like Michael Crabtree on him in the fucking NFC Championship game. So, you know, I guess it's fuck sportsmanship when it's convenient. And don't get me wrong, I thought that shit was true and funny. I was mad as fuck, but ain't nobody shaking hands after that shit. Like, get the fuck out of here with that.
No, that's where I disagree.
For the kids, it's fine.
For the kids. But for everyone, like, you should be able to talk that kind of shit on the field and afterwards, like, understand what you're getting into. Because if you can't separate the competition from human decency after the fact, then you got a fucking problem.
Nah, and man, I want my guys to be on that mad shit. Like, did this motherfucker just do that? Are you kidding me? Did you hear what he just fucking said? I ain't shaking that motherfucker's hand. You kidding me?
No, this was real. No. See, but again,
give me a Kellen Winslow. No, this is fucking war.
Kellen Winslow, yeah, that's who you want to quote? Again, if you're the winner, you ain't got to worry about that, because they could pull that weak-ass shit, but then you beat them, and you're like, well, I'm still going to shake your hand because you tried that weak-ass shit. I'll remember. But we still beat your ass. So, yeah, let's shake hands and put it behind us.
All right. Rob says, we're part of a group that ragged on Tom Brady not shaking Foles' hand when he lost. Let's be consistent, LOL. I don't remember ragging on Tom Brady for that.
Hold on. I was just going to say, thank you. Here comes the legal expert on the show. Thank you, Christian, my man. I was going to say, I don't even remember this conversation, but I 100% say that's Tom Brady. I don't give a fuck. I mean, he's a piece of shit. So, of course, he didn't shake hands. That motherfucker should have shaked Foles' hands. The little bitch going to the locker room when he loses. Fuck him.
Whitey says, if you can't tongue kiss the player talking mad shit about your whore mom, you don't deserve a W.
See, Whitey gets it. Whitey gets it, dude. He completely gets it.
Hang on. Whitey earned this. Touching buttons, move.
But it was the right button.
But there's one person who presses it, man. Like, what is this?
But I want to press buttons sometimes. Why can't I press buttons?
Because this happened.
I'm not shaking your hand after this show.
Bitch, that's fine. You a loser like your football team. I don't know what you want to do about it.
Oh.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
It's winter time. When temperatures go down, the likelihood goes up that your furnace and other appliances go down with them. So don't risk a costly replacement. Stay comfortable with coverage on the appliances you depend on most with the Service Guard Appliance Repair Program from Black Hills Energy. It's peace of mind in a plan. Visit blackhillsenergy.com/signup to learn more.
Playing a game of whack fuck here. Whack
fuck. Early whack fuck today, everybody. Early whack fuck news. Phil Mickelson. Oh boy, did he step in it this week?
No. Phil got spicy. Phil got real spicy.
Phil got super spicy.
Phil watched the show last week. He was like, I'm gonna spice it up here, baby.
Phil got UPN after hours spicy. It was spicy.
UPN.
going into witness protection real quick.
I think that deserves a race card, but it's too funny not to laugh.
Race card.
Oh shit.
Sometimes I can press buttons too.
If UPN after dark was actually a thing, oh my god.
You have no idea how long that stuck with me after the fact. It was like one of the stinkiest, most trailing farts I've ever taken.
I have a pretty good idea of you just in the shower trying to wipe off your, like, clean off your horrible phrasing around In Living Color being this spicy Saturday night live.
Yeah. The thing I regret most is not going with the wax at the start and trying to, you know, clip it all clean. I should just wax it all down, then soaped. That'd have been more efficient.
Anyways, so Phil Mickelson, if you missed it this week, he's talking about the Saudi tour. Players are getting approached constantly about joining the Saudi tour. They're offering a shitload of money. And Phil Mickelson basically said, look, I know the Saudi government has done terrible things like killing a journalist and they murder people and you can't be gay there.
Fuck you, Cam.
But it's a lot of money. And this is my chance to really affect the PGA Tour. And it's like, bro, how can you, like, if you would have just stopped talking and didn't say, but it's a lot of money and I have a chance to affect the PGA Tour, you just said, it's the Saudi, like, they do some really fucked up shit and then just stopped. Nobody would ever say another word, but good Lord, did he step in it. He issued a bullshit, half-hearted apology afterwards, which seems to have made it worse. Is this it? Is Phil done? Like, people are going to start booing him, right? Christian, you right off the bat say no?
No.
Phil's going to survive?
Do you remember what Tiger Woods did?
Yeah.
Which time, bro?
And
won a bunch of golf tournaments.
A wheelchair and tee off, and he would have the most people watching. Mickelson's like the same way. Like, no one's ever gonna be like, fuck you, Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, but he's got like massive boobies right now.
Like, no Phil Mickelson fan is like, dude, fuck you.
All right, no Phil Mickelson fan, but
There's a like lot of
regular people, regular golf fans. Like, there's a lot of golf fans who are just like, whatever.
Like, I saw he was trending and I just scrolled right by it. Like, I don't really. Next time he's playing, I'm still going to watch him.
Your Honor, it doesn't fucking matter how he is as a human being.
He plays the beautiful game of
Sir
golf.
Exhibit A. It Sir. Didn't show up in my timeline, so I have no idea what it is. I am not.
He showed up, but
oh no, he admitted. He just admitted he saw it and he scrolled on past. So that's different.
Well, you got to realize what my timeline was last night, though. It was just UConn basketball. So I didn't like nothing, and that's what it is every day. So now I don't really see anything else. But
that's got to be depressing.
No, it's pretty cool for UConn fans right now, actually.
Right now,
yeah,
this is
March is coming around the corner. We're looking at
this is a good time.
Seed. Oh. We win the Big East tournament, we're going to be a 2 seed in the NCAA tournament.
I mean, but you're still going to lose in the first round. So, like, why is that a good thing?
Oh, no. We're going to get a first round bye. In the Big East.
No. In
the Big East tournament. Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was talking about March Madness. Okay. I was about to mute your ass for being like, no, we got a first round bye. We're not playing in Dayton.
Wait, hold up. No. Did college basketball start? Did it already start?
Yeah, last night, actually. Did you see the game?
Weird. I didn't think it started until March. I thought that's
actually, Mike, I thought the season ended a while ago.
The regular season means dick. All that matters is the conference.
Were we talking about Phil or what the fuck?
We talk about practice.
What happens when
I hate to fucking talk about practice.
Power on the show. He presses buttons. He thinks he can steer the conversation wherever the hell he wants. This
is wild card, bitches! Yeah!
I didn't want to give it to him, but I'll give it to him off that fucking shit laugh. Like, god damn it, Mookie.
I mean, he was asking for it. I'm gonna go download a Bird Law clip.
Two strikes. Scott, what do you think about Phil Mickelson?
Look, what you said was accurate. I'm not denying. Look, I told you I had some spicy takes coming tonight.
Like
I had some spicy takes coming tonight.
You went Stephen A. Smith on me there, where you like slowed down the cadence, talked really low for a second.
Hold on a second. Let me get serious for a minute.
Hang on. Listen.
I appreciate a man who's about his money. I mean, I don't believe I don't feel good about what Chick-fil-A officials have to say about gay people. But I mean, I'll be eating these chicken sandwiches. I hate the GOP. But I mean, if they want to put money in this pocket, MAGA, right? Like, I just look. What Phil did was he was like grand hustle with it. He's like, look, the Saudis do the most fucked up shit ever, but I'm about this paper. And if I can find a way to still cash these checks, like, I mean, if these Saudis are going to CTC, like, who am I to fucking turn it down, right? Like, you're absolutely right, though. The part that Phil should have shut up, he didn't. Like, that's the part that he should have been like, it's like, this is outrageous. But y'all, I mean, I'm gonna take this money. Like, that was Phil's only problem, was he kept talking while the mic was on. That's it.
Christian, your job this week is to find the part, just the part where Scott goes, but MAGA, right? Like, and just that. And send that to me so that I can.
It's easy to find. It's the part where Mike goes completely out of frame. Just scrub through the video.
Mike, do you stand through this whole thing?
I do, yeah.
He does now because he's becoming more of a fitness nerd and whatever.
It started because the gag was before the Super Bowl. I wasn't going to be able to sit down. So I stood during the show before the Super Bowl. And then I was like, actually, I kind of dig this. I could stand during this show.
God, I hate you so much.
So now I just stand all show long. It's my thing now.
Look, I told you that I had some takes when I saw the rundown.
Dude, yeah, but I didn't realize it was that spicy. That was
I mean, look, I don't agree with the child labor for these Nikes, but I'll be rocking these fucking Jordans. Like, I'm not going to stop wearing Jordans. I have it. And I'm like, damn, man, that child labor is fucked up. But I mean, these Jays are hot. Like, what am I supposed to fucking do?
Wait, what about the Yeezys?
Right? Like, how am I going to? I don't know. The Yeezys can get fucked. But I mean, like, I can't talk shit about Phil for doing, like, what I've been guilty of doing, like, every day. Like, Phil's problem was that he had a microphone in front of him.
I can't even disagree with you on this one. You're 100% right. Like, how often do we compromise our morals daily? I text you guys on an iPhone daily. Like, daily. There's people they have to put nets to keep people from jumping out of the buildings and killing themselves.
No. That's different.
No, it's not, dude.
No, like,
it's
they the make them. They put like a goddamn trampoline in so that they bounce right back into the building and get right back on the assembly line. And they're like, "Get the fuck back to work." That was your five minute break.
So hold on a minute, though. Like, so are you really trying to tell me that you're believing the propaganda that says that's what's happening, and it's not just that they have Michael Scott as their manager?
I mean, there's a lot of smoke on the whole child labor thing, bro. Like,
hold on, Scott. Hold on, Scott.
Move this man!
Move! What does that even mean?
Sometimes you shoot your shot and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
That was an air ball.
Wait, hold on, Christian. What does what mean?
Like, I've seen The Office several times, and I still didn't understand why.
Remember when Michael puts the
nobody did like that was, it was a stretch,
in the parking
man.
Lot, and he throws the watermelons off, and he's like, "I'm gonna jump off the roof on the trampoline. It's gonna be great."
I hope you stretched before that reach, bro. I hope you stretched.
Don't need to. I'm always loose because it's all I do. You know. Don't have to get ready if you stay ready.
There it is, Chase. Exactly. Like, but that's why I said I had the spiciest take, because Chase is saying the pro child labor side of the argument wasn't something he expected tonight. But look, when I heard this story, it was like in the same context. Like, I had to stare at the TV for a minute because I was like, wait, what the fuck did Phil do wrong, and why is everybody mad at him? Like,
I told the truth,
didn't he?
You took it to a place that I think people are going to cringe at the examples used, but the underlying point makes a lot of sense. We compromise morals constantly throughout our daily lives. Like, no matter what, we compromise our morals in for whatever reason, whether that's because we want to buy this thing or because we want to go to this place or see this. Like, there's all kinds of things that we're doing to compromise. So Phil basically did that, just said it in a way
public forum.
Like, holy shit, man, you can't say that. And he did. So yikes. But you make a fantastic point, Scott. It hit a very weird note, but you make a fantastic point about it.
You never thought I'd be saying MAGA, right?
Never thought that was an unexpected turn.
So can I do a quick poll here of everyone? Who here actually thought Phil was going to go play in this other tour?
No, listen, he was never going to. He wants to use that tour to leverage the PGA Tour. That's
all. No, I know. Right. But again, didn't he have an announcement that he was going to go play on the Saudi Tour, and that's how he's, you know, exerting his leverage, right?
Yeah. Well, he said he was considering going there to try to help the PGA Tour get better payments, better whatever for the golfer.
Like, so basically, it seems like nobody here thought he was actually going to do it, and so really, that's why his biggest misstep.
The big misstep was how he said it and what he said.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. If he would have just stopped there, so there was not ever even a threat of him actually going and supporting the Saudi Tour. So
there is a threat if the PGA Tour is like, well, then go do it. But that's what I'm saying.
I don't think anyone believed either side was going to actually play, like, let it play
out. Look, Michael Jordan did it better. Republicans buy shoes too. Like, look, you just don't take a stand in public that can be controversial. Like, you just go about your business and keep your head down, and nobody questions it because they can't say literal. How could you do that? It's like, hey, look, man, I'm just part of the PGA Tour.
I'm just here.
Like, you have plausible deniability. Like,
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
When it comes to service, Rush Truck Centers is committed to making you their top priority. Whether you're looking for same-day preventive maintenance, assistance from their dedicated service concierge team, or 24/7 access to your truck repair status, Rush Truck Centers offer customizable maintenance plans that fit your needs. What are you and your truck waiting for? Schedule an appointment with Rush Truck Center Service Department or ask them to dispatch a mobile service unit when and where you need it. Visit RushTruckCenters.com to find your nearest location. You can expect more from Rush Truck Centers.
Yeah. All right, listen, we got a guest coming on the show here, so we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk Mookie's favorite subject. We're going to get into some baseball.
Here's the pitch. Yeah, like, oh, shit.
Haley Murphy joining us. Haley, how are you doing tonight? Haley!
Hello, hello. How are y'all?
Good. Thanks for coming
Very
on.
Good.
Appreciate you. If, for those of you that don't know,
thanks
Haley,
for having me.
We're on Twitter. Fantastic writer. Haley recently wrote a piece for Belly Up about the MLB lockout. As soon as I saw it, I was
what?
Like... We got to shut up. Drew.
Shut up, Mookie.
We're trying to intro our guest, Drew.
I'm just trying to understand what's going on here, but it's fine.
Then just be quiet and listen, Mike. Go ahead.
So I had to bring Haley on. We were like, we got to talk about this lockout. Let's get somebody who actually knows what they're talking about instead of Drew interjecting and throwing in his regular bullshit that he doesn't know anything about. So, Haley, thanks for coming on with us. Really appreciate it.
Wow. Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. So give us the backstory. You're a law student, correct?
Yes, I'm in my last year. I graduated in May, and down here in Nashville studying the law. You know, goal is to work in sports, but just next step is just to pass the bar. So one step at a time.
All right. I can dig that. So obviously as a law student, you're kind of drawn to this negotiation that's going on between MLB and the MLBPA, and the, yeah. the ridiculousness that is this. So before we get into all of it, I just want to know, whose side are you on in this one?
Oh, I'm a player's girl all the way. All right,
cool. We can keep her on.
Cool, we don't have to excommunicate her from this pod.
Good. All right, so why don't you break it down for us? Here's what I want to know. Because I've been following a little bit, all I know is that I was supposed to go to Arizona next month and catch a spring training game, and that is not going to happen now, and I'm furious about it because now games have been delayed, canceled at least through March 5th at this point, and they said the drop-dead date is February 28th before regular season games start getting canceled. So how far away are they in these negotiations?
Far. Oh, they're so far. I mean, if you think about it, they're – basically how it's working out is that MLB would like to keep the current CBA and, you know, change a few things, primarily the way that postseason runs, but the Players Association and the players pretty much want to redo the whole thing. Right now, tensions are high, I guess, in terms of salary, minimum salary, what to do with the CBT. I think that's really, until we get the CBT figured out, there's no way that there's going to be any games anytime soon.
And they're like way far apart in the CBT, right? Like it's not even close to being anything of an agreement at this point for the CBT. Oh, fuck. We're going to miss. How much
is baseball in the news today,
who
though?
Who cares?
I care.
Go ahead, Haley. Ignore Drew.
Stop. Yeah, I was going to say, ignore Drew. He's just here.
Like, no. I was trying to say, if we miss a couple games, it's fine. There's still plenty left.
Yeah, but that's not.
Well, I see mean, Browns mug, so.
When you look at it from the player's side.
Well, okay, that's fair. And I sympathize with the players missing salary and missing on the paychecks, but. Won't they get to recoup some wages once a deal is finally struck as one of the provisions?
I mean, that's up to, I doubt it. I highly doubt it. That's up to the, you know, negotiations. And I don't see if, I mean, if we can barely get an increase from the MLB from $10,000 up to like, you know, 50, there's no way. There's no way.
All right. Now, if you're looking at this from the outside, where the MLB has now asked for mediation on three different cases, and the players are like, nope, we want to talk directly to you. We don't want a mediator. Does that look poorly on the players? Like, because we got to start looking at this from the court of public opinion, right? Like, eventually fans are going to get pissed that there's no baseball, and they're going to be like, I don't care who, like, somebody's got to give me my baseball. Except for Mookie, because he's a dick. But like regular people who are, they're going to be like,
baseball going on right now. I don't know why you're so mad, Michael.
Done.
Silencio.
They're going to be like, get a deal done. So is this going to come back to hurt the players and like force their hand a little bit to where they're going to have to give up a little bit more because they've turned down these federal mediations? Or is this something that it's just the owners are playing hardball with?
I don't think the owners are using mediation to play hardball at all. I actually assume that the players would want mediation because their asks are so different from what the MLB is, you know, allowing. I think it does look poorly. Personally, I would always include mediation in a contract. I think that, especially in something like this, I always think that mediation should be your first go-to. But yeah, it's not a good look. It's not a good look. It almost seems as if they just aren't willing to negotiate at all.
Christian, note that down. I know you're the law expert on this show. Mediation. All right, just remember that word.
Oh no, we're gonna come back around and finish with that because I think there's some very specific questions for some very pressing matters we need to ask. But before we get completely away from baseball. So what, if I can, what makes this type of negotiation between an employer and labor different than you would see in other industries? So like, why is a sports environment different than the pressure that eventually the employees will feel from not having those wages compared to other situations?
I mean, if you think about it, this is their seasons, right? So they're not playing year round. So a bulk of these negotiations are for terms that only take effect for a portion of the year. Whereas like if my employer were negotiating employment terms with me, it lasts year round, right? So I think that that's a huge difference in why it's so pressing that this gets done immediately, because it's not, it only affects a certain part of the year, most of the terms. But
All right, listen, our former intern Cam wants to know, what about all the minor league stuff going on Twitter? So with these negotiations, I know there was talk about the owners want to control the number of minor league teams, and there's some provisions that are, you know, they're trying to cut down what they've already cut down. Like, they've gutted the minor leagues as it is, and you're seeing all these players now come on Twitter that are like, I made 11 grand last year. Like, I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about, but this is bullshit. So like, what do you make of how much of this is the players angling for those minor leaguers as well, and how much of it is them just trying to get theirs off the owners?
Oh, I think the minor league pay is heavily influencing these negotiations, at least on the player side. I mean, you just can't get by with 12 grand. You can't.
I don't know. I think Christian might be able to make that work. Christian, 12 grand.
He's like, that's one really good night. We can do that.
And again, though, that's without the bank of M&D, right? So again, keep that in perspective.
M&D Bank has been shut down. Yeah. If you can score 12 grand in the meantime, you're doing pretty solid.
Haley, that's a Browns mug you're drinking from, but you're down in Nashville. What's are you from the Cleveland area, or you're into suffering?
Listen, I say you can tell a lot about a person based on the teams that they support. And being a Browns fan, I think you can tell that I'm loyal, and I think that is a great quality to have as a human being.
That's fair.
That's
enough.
A fair point. Also, a little bit of a sadist. If you're like, listen, I just love.
Hold on. Because if we're gonna pivot here from, you know, the man.
The Browns mug threw me. I'm sorry.
No. It's cool, because if we're gonna pivot, because I was
we got to hear the other teams though.
Well, you know, I was going to say something similar because I was like, I did my research before the show and I was like, hold on, is that a Tiger shirt? And she's a Browns fan. I got to figure out what the hell is going on here.
Which Tigers? That means
the area, the Detroit ones.
The Detroit Tigers.
She's got to be from somewhere close by because nobody would subject themselves to those two franchises voluntarily. Nobody.
Not by choice.
I'm from Toledo and go.
Here's the kicker. I'm from Detroit. So I choose the Browns over the Lions.
3-1-3.
Okay, hang on. So you're from Detroit. How long have you been in Nashville?
3 years.
How much better is it?
Get that twang? Like, you've already picked up the Nashville twang in 3 years? That's amazing.
It's not.
What's much more impressive is that she picked up the twang, but she is like, I'm not going with fucking Tannehill. No way. Like, there's only so many things that I'll adapt from Tennessee, and it ain't going to be one of that. It ain't going to be Tannehill.
I'll stick with Baker.
And he's got a strong tractor beam. Ryan sucks people in, you know, like that. I believe he's a top three quarterback based on some analyst projections, right?
There's a lot of folks out there who consider Ryan Tannehill
the best quarterback in the NFL.
A great quarterback. There's a lot of people out there. I'm not going to name names, but I'm just saying there are people out there who love Ryan Tannehill.
Now you guys
love to hear that.
Words.
I said he's the Titans quarterback, and he is.
Oh, dude, you were so excited about it too, man.
Don't even try. All right, Haley, best guess, because we got people saying here you go. Cam said we need to send Haley to mediate this shit. If you got to advise the players, if like they called you tomorrow and they were like, Haley, what do we do? How do we make this stop? What are you going to tell the players? Because you said you're pro players. There's obviously a big gap. What are you telling the players to get a deal done?
After they paid you, because that would be the first question, right? It's like, what's my bill rate? So after you got through that negotiation, what'd you tell the players?
Cool. Go on ahead and interrupt her some more so she can't answer the question, Mookie. Thanks.
Are you fucking new here, Scott? Right, come on.
Mute. Go. Sorry, Haley. I apologize for him.
So I think right now it's too late to really not have a mediator. So I think, you know, if the players were like, yo, Haley, what do I do? I'd say agree to mediation. Agree to mediation. I don't think that the MLB is going to come anywhere close to what they're asking for. And I think that mediation is their best success. And I don't think that this is going to be done before February 28th. But I do think if they had a mediator, it'd be done sooner rather than later.
I'm gonna say something controversial here, seeing as how you're from Detroit, but I'm pro player and I want them to get what they're worth. But the problem on their side is Tony Clark is their problem, much like D'Amore Smith on the NFL player side. They have hired and put in charge the worst possible people for this. And I love Tony Clark as a player, but my man is not good at being the lead on this. And the players have got to figure that out sooner rather than later. Like, that's why I would tell them to go to mediation. I'd be like, go to mediation because Tony's a fucking idiot. Like, and Manfred is an even bigger idiot. So it's like, you can't negotiate with two fucking idiots in the same room. Like, please hire or vote on somebody better, guys. Like, Tony Clark is not it.
So who would you select?
Ooh.
Oh, nice. Put him on the spot, Haley. Put him on the spot.
Oh, boy.
Get him.
I don't know. I would probably go with I'll split the difference. We'll go with a former Tiger Braves legend. I put John Smoltz in there as the lead negotiator. Now, look, his political takes are absolute shit. And there's times where he's a horrible baseball announcer, but John Smoltz could get this done. He is a closer and a starter. So John Smoltz is who the people
Wait, hang on. I gotta stop you right there because you said famous Detroit Tiger and Mookie didn't even hear you say Braves and he just went,
yes! Triple motherfucking cheese, man. That's my boy. That's my boy from back in the day.
On negotiating for the players. Just big old Cecil rolling out there. Like,
Cecil wouldn't fuck around. He'd be like, yo, we're just going to simplify this. Let's get to the key points. Let's get this done. I got other shit to do. You know, I got businesses to run and whatnot. And Scott, I love John Smoltz, but that's a terrible choice because you know what time of year it is? It's about to be golf season, man. And John ain't having his golf schedule fucked with. Like, he ain't got time for this.
This is true, but I just wanted to bring up the whole Tigers Braves connection. And so, you know, thank you for stepping all over that, Mookie. I appreciate that.
All right, Haley, we're good. What? Let's. Okay, so you're Browns fan, Tigers fan. We got to get into this now. NBA team? Are you a Pistons fan?
I get a lot of hate for this, but I am not a basketball fan. Not a basketball fan.
You're on the right show. You're fine.
Yeah, that's all good.
No. Actually, wait. Hey, Haley, where'd you is this kosher? Where'd you go to college? Is the basketball school at all or no?
Michigan State, absolutely. But I never attended a basketball game. Never
went to basketball. Oh God, she should have been part of the Michigan State conversation earlier in the show.
That's so true. Yeah.
What I missed. Please.
But you're a Michigan girl, thank God.
This is bullshit. how do you feel about handshake lines, Haley? Let's start there.
My Lord and Savior Tom Izzo thinks that they're necessary, so I think they're necessary.
Nice.
My Lord and Savior. Go. All right, so we know where she stands. Got it.
Haley, well, it was great talking with you.
She's like, Tony Clark is the right man for the job. I will believe it until the day I die. Hey, you know what? There could be another Braves connection, though, and Tigers. What about Mike Maroth? 20-game Tigers loser Mike Maroth is a pitching coach at AAA for the Braves. He could negotiate this better than Tony Clark.
Basically, Scott, you're saying anybody but Tony Clark. You're like,
but I'm trying to find a middle ground between the Braves and the Tigers. So I'm trying to just like find connections, which is really weird that I found both of those. Like the Smoltz one, not, but the Mike Maroth thing just popped in, and I was like, holy crap! I remember when he was up there sucking ass for the Tigers, and I know she wouldn't be able to figure out that because it's like the first 20 game loser I saw in my lifetime. So.
Haley, do you even know this? Like, I feel like we tend to on this show, we start talking about things thinking everybody is like understands every reference, and people are like, I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. I'm way too young for that.
Oh, no, absolutely. I grew up in a baseball family.
Okay. All right. Here's
one more that I just thought of, and this would be a bad person to go negotiations because he sucks. Drew Smyly. Drew Smyly would be horrible at these negotiations. He can't pitch, and I know for a fact that he cannot negotiate. But Drew Smyly was at the parade, but he was just there.
You would be nowhere without Drew Smiley's changeup, and you fucking know it.
Hey, look, he did save our asses in one of those playoff games, but the rest
and
of
all
the
it takes is one in baseball, and they talk about
it was
forever.
Like, Jesus Christ, we spent $11 million on this asshole. Holy God.
I mean,
Haley, what are you drinking? What are you drinking?
Water. I got homework to do after this.
Wow. All right, so then back on a more serious topic. Haley, so you're still in college, right?
Law school.
Back off, Drew. Shut up. Off.
Hold
Calm
on.
Down.
So for one,
I don't like where this is headed.
Doesn't for apply. One, law Doesn't school apply. Is a type of college. And two, when you're in college, you drink on Wednesdays. It is what it is, but it's fine. Moving
law
on.
Law school is not like undergrad. No.
Oh, no. I very much so understand. I don't know how you read that much. Like,
Christian, can we go to you for the ruling on this? Is law school, does it fall under the same rules as college? Go.
No. Nothing. Not everything goes in law school.
Okay. All right. There it is. We've got the official right. thing.
We got the Craftroot Sports attorney weighing in on that one.
That's right. He knows a lot of bird law.
All right, I'm a little nervous.
Haley, what
you've got a question? This is terrifying.
Yeah, what is the hill if you're the player's representative? If you're the next Tony Clark, if you will, what is the hill you die on for the players? Like, what are the 2-3 things that you need to have out of this negotiation to feel like it was actually worth it all?
It's actually a good question.
My number one concern, by the way,
is the minimum salary. I think that is, I mean. what the players are asking for isn't unreasonable, but do I think it's a little much? Yes, but I see the issues, and I think for me that would be my number one point.
And you're talking about extending the minor leagues too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So that's what I thought was weird when the owners backed down on the vaccine mandate stuff for the minor leaguers. When that happened, I thought that's like, oh, okay, so the players have some leverage. Is that not the case? Was that just something completely removed that didn't have to do with this coming CBA negotiation?
I think so, yeah.
Here's what drives me crazy about this. The owners are out here talking about how they don't have money to pay these guys this minimum salary that they're asking for. When they're out signing 10-year, $300 million contracts, and you look at the revenue that they're getting from these regional broadcast networks, and it's absolutely absurd. How much of that comes out in these discussions? Like, how many, like, can the players just be like, look, you're saying you can't afford this, but exhibit A, Your Honor, people are broadcasting Reds games and nobody's watching, but you're still making ridiculous amounts of money because of this deal. Like, and the owners like just blink at that, right? Like because they're not fazed by it in any way. So how, put yourself in the other position. You're on the owner's side. Somebody comes to you and says, this is the amount you're making. How can you tell me you can't afford these minimum salaries? How do you defend that?
I would list out all of the things I'm paying for. I'd list out, you know, I have to pay electricity. I got to pay these vendors. I got, you know, why not, right? Like, tell them where this money is going and why you can't afford this. I mean,
do not let Mike turn you into an old white guy who is listing the things that he's got to struggle through. I've got to buy extra hot dogs because you know how many dollar dog nights we're doing? These don't pay for themselves.
I was laughing because it's amazing that, like, the owners are taking the same tactic my parents took when I asked for money. When they were like, oh, you kidding me? You left the goddamn front door open. You think I'm heating all of Youngstown? It's like, oh, okay.
Well, that's kind of why I took the stance that I take, because I do the same exact thing.
Was this, like, did that shit ever piss you off though? Because, like, every time you said it, it's like, this clearly, this house could not heat all of Youngstown. Like, you know, that's a fucking stupid thing to say. Like, come at me with something better.
No, nah, I was just afraid of Papa B.
That always frustrated the hell out of me, man.
Hey, Drew, by the way, we got comments saying we need to get the spray bottle for Drew. I think that's a good thing. We need to have somebody who just sprays you with a spray bottle whenever you try to talk.
You know, honestly, what I think would work better, given our current situation, is the pop can, the empty pop can with pennies in it. Right. Did you guys
Stop
ever have that
your hand
puppies?
Like that? Haley, I've got a question. Oh. So who cares what the two sides want? You, as a fan of the game, like, what is your biggest, like, look, this is what, like, you said you're on the player side. So what is the biggest thing for you where, like, they deserve this and what they're asking for is not unreasonable?
I'm going to continue to say the Rays salary. I think that it's not unreasonable, especially because now the MLB wants to add, you know, a whole new round to postseason. And the goal behind that is to what? Raise revenue. Y'all are going to be making more money off of us playing a longer time. Okay, well, now y'all can pay us more.
I feel like me and y'all and us, like, you are all in on the player's side. Like, I respect that.
Well, and she should be, but I feel like my biggest hang up as a fan, and when you're talking about the minor leagues and stuff, it's kind of rolled into one, and it kind of goes with the salaries. It's the manipulation of the service time for the minor leaguers when you bring them up, and arbitration eligibility, like the fact that the owners are trying to keep it at 6 years or whatever the hell it is, and the players are like, look, this is an insane amount, and it really is. The fact that these guys are playing and they're damn near 30 before they can, like, really capitalize, unless they're Bryce Harper, where they walk in with, you know, a once in a lifetime contract. Like, I think it's absurd that the owners are trying to, like, you know, dig their heels in on those topics, because that's where I think the players, for once, because I feel like in the last couple of negotiations, the older players were only worried about themselves. Like, the focus was, hey, look, how much money can we get for the major league players? F the minor leaguers. Like, they got to pay their dues. It's whatever. And so, like, the big hang up was, you know, the floor on, you know, on the salaries or whatever. But now, like, I really think that their biggest gripe, and the one that, like, owners are for whatever reason hard up about, is the minor league thing and the manipulation. Like, these guys should be able to get these contracts way sooner than they are.
So I think at one point Scott had asked a question, but it got lost. So I'll kind of try to bring it back to response. But, like, so Scott, you said the older players worried about them. Wasn't that the same case in the last NFL CBA and NHL CBA?
So, 100%. And look at what I'm saying. Demora Smith and Tony Clark. Wow. And those are the old heads that are worried about the guys that show up in the room who are already on maybe their second or third contract, or they're negotiating good faith. But it's the guys that are coming up and the ones that are still, like, building up the game. Like, I understand if you want to get yours after you've already, you know, paid your dues. Like, everybody understands that. But for the betterment of the game and the way that it's going to prosper going forward, and for, like, is for the younger guys to get paid sooner and not be sitting there,
right?
Oh, I'm 29 and this is the first time I'm able to sign a legit deal.
Looking for a particular truck part? Then look no further. The Rush Truck Center's All Makes Parts catalog features more than 16,000 of the most popular All Makes parts from top suppliers in the industry, and with quality brands you know and trust. And at 164 full-color pages, this is their biggest catalog yet. Our friends at Rush Truck Centers have great deals for you all year long. Check out their monthly parts and service specials in-store and online. And when you're ready to order, shop online with Parts Connect at RushTruckCenters.com. Expect more from Rush Truck Centers.
Hi, I'm Maria.
And I'm Mike. And we're
Team Ready. Black Hills Energy knows your home is where your heart is, so they want you to be ready.
It's all about keeping you safe, prepared, and making your home as energy efficient as possible.
Everything from how to weatherize your home to how to stay safe during extreme weather.
Be ready for anything. Go to blackhillsenergy.com/teamready.
All right, so, fellas, hold on. We got a question from Cam for Haley that needs answered. This is very imperative. As a
we
Browns
think he's fan, single, but we can't confirm it.
As a Browns fan, he knows this isn't baseball related.
That's a great question.
I scrolled her Twitter feed, so I already know about this. I'm just going to let her go.
The floor is yours, Jarvis Landry.
Here's all I'm going to say.
You can swear on this show, by the way, yes, if you feel so inclined.
Let it fly.
I'm very emotional. The whole, clearly, all those tweets that he just posted the other day. I'm so tired of this team taking to social media. I think that it does nothing but create more drama. And yes, however, I think Jarvis Landry is gone. I think he's done. I think that we need to focus now on acquiring some wide receivers. And yeah, very upset about it. Very upset.
And probably looking at a new quarterback, right? Like, eventually you got to start looking at, like, should we maybe? I know you
said she just hit you with the permit teach, like, bro.
Look. I know you said you'd rather run the kicker, but, like, I mean,
and you were telling me not to be mean to her, Mike.
Jarvis wants out. Like, you think those guys want to get out if they're playing with Joe Burrow? Probably not. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Listen, I am not against exploring other options. However, we have to explore good options. I'm a big proponent for, like, Russell Wilson. I know that's a long shot, but
as a 49ers fan, mm-hmm, I am 100% on board with Russell Wilson going to Cleveland. That sounds like the best idea I've heard.
You want Baker in the NFC West?
Yes, I want Baker in Seattle. That sounds
Don't you take him away from me in the AFC?
Your front
seven. I know he wakes up feeling dangerous, but I'll take that bullet. Russell,
God, they would eat him alive.
Russell to Cleveland and Baker to Seattle. Let's make
Joey Bosa would make him eat his ass.
Joey Bosa doesn't play for the 49ers, so he would do that.
Whatever. The other Bosa kid.
Hold on, the other Bosa. You mean the better Bosa? Thanks.
I mean, whatever. They're two white defensive linemen. Same
touche.
Right? Fuck. Nick's, Jason, John, Steve, whatever. You know, first names don't matter. Haley, are you sick of this team taking to social media, though?
I'm sick of this team taking to social media. I'm so sick of it.
Okay. Thanks, Mookie.
But on a more serious note, do the Browns legit have the draft capital and pieces to move for Russell Wilson?
No. No.
Oh. No. Well, that sucks.
We're still thinking.
But Kirk Cousins, maybe. Okay, how about this?
What if they come in real hot? They're like, hey, look, we'll make this work. We'll figure this out. Like, and like they get Sierra involved. And they're like, look, we'll put her in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If we can get Russell and then Sierra starts pulling strings and she's actually the one that broke his fucking deal, like the Seahawks' hands are tied because Sierra.
Because you know what?
No, listen,
Scott, because you know what happened though is that Sierra would be like, yo, Pete, when they put me in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'll be able to set you up with like a real nice lady. Like I'll be able to find you that once in a
lifetime. I was thinking she would just guarantee, like, look, when I go in the Hall of Fame, I'll have a Seahawks hat on my plaque.
That'd probably be good enough for Pistol Pete. Yeah.
All right. I want to find the floor. I want to find, because you vehemently said no when I said Kirk Cousins.
He's a piece of shit. And
you want nothing to do with Kirk Cousins in Cleveland.
Clearly, Haley has good taste. Nobody would
rather have Baker.
Haley, what about Carson Wentz?
100% correct take.
Carson Wentz.
That's what I was going to find.
Hold on. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let's get her integrated on the show. We have our own version of Fuck, Marry, Kill called Sip, Chug, Drain, Pour. Sip, Chug, Drain, Pour. Baker, Kirk, and Wentz. Go.
I don't even know what this means.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I guess
Have you ever played Marry, Fuck, Kill?
Yes.
Okay. So they're just different words.
Yeah, sip, yeah. Chug, drain, pour. Sip is marry, chug is fuck, and then kill is drain, pour.
Yes. Okay. Sorry, I didn't break that down. My bad.
Yeah, way to go. Okay.
Worthless.
Give me my options again.
Kirk Cousins, your boy Baker, and Carson Wentz. And this isn't about sleeping with them. This is just about them quarterbacking your team. Like, I don't care what preference there. Like, because, I mean, like, if I was going for it, like, I'd drain poor, like, if we're talking about fucking him, like, I'd drain poor Baker. I would sip on Wentz and,
that is completely wrong. That is completely wrong.
Okay, so we'll marry Wentz, fuck Baker, kill
Cousins.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so
his name isn't worth
as the quarterback. As
you
your
would
quarterback,
Wentz
right?
Over Baker as your quarterback.
Okay, because Scott was talking about who he would actually be.
Yeah, Scott took that to a very strange point.
And he was still wrong.
You know,
Tua over Baker. Baker? 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 Or Baker. Tua?
Is that like Chuba?
Chuba Tua Baker? Or Baker?
Ooh.
Baker.
Wow. Oh, okay.
We got a late entry here. Look, and we're talking about pretty people here, and you want to upgrade a quarterback. Look, the 49ers have a quarterback available, and we will trade him to you for the low price of all your draft picks. If you could have Jimmy G over those other three, like, which would you choose then?
Scott's still trying to figure out who he should fuck in this quarterback carousel.
In this foursome, we know the answer is Jimmy G, both because he's a Niner and because of how pretty he is. There's no denying that. I'm just throwing in the curveball when it comes to quarterback play.
What the fuck you been drinking tonight?
What?
You catching feelings on all these boys. Like, what you been drinking tonight?
Oh, come on, man. I mean, you know, it's all in good fun. And go, Haley.
Jimmy G or Baker?
Jimmy.
Ah, okay. Yes.
Okay. Jordan Love or Baker?
Baker.
Ryan Tannehill or Baker?
That's what I was gonna get to. Where's the floor?
Ooh.
If we had OBJ still, Ryan Tannehill.
No, right now. Right next year's starting quarterback. So you're not gonna have Landry and you're not gonna have OBJ.
Yep.
Do you want Ryan Tannehill as your quarterback? Mm.
No, I would rather have Baker.
No.
I'd rather have Baker.
Just to make sure it was stated earlier, Joe Burrow or Baker?
Oh, there. Chase has a good one. Chase has a good one.
I want to hear this. I want to hear this Browns fan say that Burrow is better than Baker.
Yeah, this is going to hurt so bad. Burrow.
Yes! But wait a minute. Did you just also say that you would rather have Baker than Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
No, she didn't answer that one. Wait, you did?
No, she did. She just did now.
Yeah.
What?
All right, that makes the Tannehill take irrelevant now. So.
Christian's like, she clearly doesn't know then. No, that's it. All I needed was one I didn't agree with, and I can rule it all out.
Yeah.
There you go. Tabari says Cleveland should take what's left of Teddy Bridgewater to bring a calm at QB for one season. How about that? Teddy Bridgewater or Baker?
Baker.
You had to think way too long about that, Haley.
I know.
All right,
Lamar Jackson or Baker?
Lamar. I love Lamar. I love Lamar so
much. Okay, cool.
Mason Rudolph. Nick Chubb or Lamar Jackson?
Shut the fuck up.
Christian needs this one after this. I'm sorry, Haley. Excuse me. Christian, you sit here and you take this again.
Christian, you're two away from my record, buddy. You're two away
right now. All right, listen, Haley, we're gonna wrap up.
Wait, one last one. Quarterback comparison. This is the perfect walk off. Baker or Book?
Baker.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, I mean, that's a good question.
Like, he's never thrown an NFL pass or.
Wait a second. Ian Book.
Okay. My bad.
Excuse me. He started on Monday night, motherfucker. Are you serious right now? God. Piece of shit.
He couldn't beat out Taysom Hill.
No, I'm pretty sure he did.
Nope. It was only because Hill was hurt. All right. Haley, we do this with all of our guests. We do some quick hitter questions. So. I'm going to let Drew look first gut reaction. Just whatever comes to your head,
rapid fire.
Okay. We're going to spit these out. We need to know if you're allowed back on the show.
And this okay.
And it is
a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
I'm really worried after the quarterback thing, but let's go.
Actually, no, let's see. Yeah, this will be fun. This will be good. All right. You got Mike, you got the music cued. You ready?
I got you. Go.
Oh
for it,
man, Michael. This is making me so nervous.
It's very intense. Yeah.
It's real tough. So we'll start off with plain cake donuts. Yay or nay?
Yay.
All right.
You're starting
appreciate that.
Dip them in your coffee. Dip them in your coffee.
See, Haley, I love it. Yeah.
Or throw them in the trash. Throw them in the trash.
They don't respect the plain cake.
You can't put any donuts in the trash.
Plain cake is better than no donuts.
If they're plain cake donuts, you can.
All right.
They're the Tony Clark of donuts. Boom.
It's just not a donut. It's just not a donut. It's a cake. Wow. It's not a donut. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Netflix. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Yeah. Okay.
She's rolling back, baby. She's back.
Hey, teamed up for an easy one there. This one might be weird, but we'll go for it. Do you button your shirt from the top down or the bottom up?
Top down.
Okay.
Yeah,
she's back, baby. She's knocking them out. Let's go. Keep going, Drew. Keep going.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. And we'll stay with the theme. Do you zip your pants then button, or button then zip?
Button then zip.
Okay.
Okay. Correct. Okay. You're back. Yep. You're back. Okay.
Okay.
That could be different though for men. I feel like.
And 100% is. It's zip then button.
The same
thing. Right. Wrong. Go ahead. Next question. Ignore them.
Tell you anything. It's you are zip, correct. Then button. It's button, go ahead. Then zip. It's not the other way around. It's no.
Look,
you're
Haley,
right. You're
I've
right.
always loved Tony Clark. Let me just say that. So you know. Go ahead.
Scott, better answer.
I appreciate the nuance, the recognition and the nuance of the answer, Haley. But you're still coming on the right side, regardless. So don't worry too much. Yeah. Yeah, okay. you're doing real well. Chicken wings, drums or flats?
I don't eat meat, so.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll say flats though, because I know people like those.
And again, you're right.
That was a fair, she's got a future in politics, guys. That was a sign. Yeah,
that was well done. Pineapple on pizza, yay or
absolutely.
Nay?
Absolutely.
Pineapple. Yes! There we go. There we go. Wow,
came in
all right. All right. All right, Haley. This is we're getting down to it here. We're hitting the medium portion. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Are you guys weird in Nashville where you call everything Coke, or is that farther south at Atlanta?
Yeah, I call everything pop. So like,
okay, yeah, you got that.
She's from Detroit, baby. We know the pop. She's from the home of the baby.
It's weird down south, baby. It's so weird down south when it's like, I'll have a Coke. Okay, what kind? Dr. Pepper. That ain't Coke, bitch.
Yeah,
don't say Coke. Or no, even better.
Never understood. I'll have a Coke.
Which kind? Orange.
Yeah, no, like,
that's
fucking
weird. Not a Coke.
No, it's not. All right. So are IPAs just pumpkin spice lattes for white dudes?
Yes.
All right. There you go. There you go. Yeah.
I think that might be the best reaction to that question ever.
That's a great question. That is a great question.
We've had that question for literally years, and that's legit.
That's never gotten that reaction.
No, everyone else is just kind of like, yeah, yeah, hey, whatever.
That was
yeah.
That was the perfect. Yes,
well done. Okay.
All right, man, we're getting down to it now here. All right. And again, this one is a little different given the audience, but Topanga or Kelly Kapowski?
Kelly. Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Look, we have a saying around these parts, mm-hmm. Tiffany Amber Thixon. She's undefeated. She's undefeated. Yes. Like, we love us some Tiffany Amber. So,
not gonna lie, she was my crush on Saved by the Bell, not Zach Morris.
Oh, yes. God, Zach, he's the worst.
Zach Morris is trash. He really That's is. Why.
Yeah.
Have you watched the new Saved by the Bell on Peacock?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's so good. It's so
really
worth it. Yes, worth the sub. Highly recommend.
I don't know.
Highly recommend. Original. Drew, there's a new Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on there, too. You can catch that in, like, 13 years.
Yeah, I know. It's live now, guys. Did you know they have episode 4 out? Like, I'm so caught up. It's great. It's absolutely great. All right. Oh, man. I'm trying to make sure
Lots
I got the order right
of love
this here.
In the comments. Wow.
Yeah. All right. So, we're going to go least controversial to most. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Technically, yes.
Boom, lawyered.
No. Hold on, let her finish her answer.
No, only law student did. Only law student did.
Mookie, shut the fuck up. She said technically it is, but go.
But that's the answer.
But it feels wrong, right?
It feels wrong, exactly. So it's not. Keep going.
But it is, because right, technically it is. That's the fucking answer, Scott. It's a yes.
Hold on.
Hey, remember that time?
Gentlemen, both of you, hush. Haley, your entire law career is going to be decided here. Are you going to rule by the letter of the law or the spirit of the law? Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I'm a firm believer that the law evolves as we evolve, so I'm going to say no. I'm not going to go.
Suck it!
Beautiful.
That could be if they walk home on a highway. A couple of us.
And every day, Christian proves them wrong. All right. And again, it doesn't get any easier, Haley. I'm sorry, but Jordan or LeBron?
So, My goal in life is to have two goats, right? And I want to name one Tom after Tom Brady. And
no, God, no!
I want to name the other LeBron. So.
No, she did it! Oh, God.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Love it. And Haley, you're doing absolutely phenomenal. You've crushed this quiz. You've hit all the right marks. There is still one key answer we need from you, and it is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes. Yes.
No, that's wrong. Haley. That is so wrong. Ban her, Mike, kick her out, mute her, Mike, just kill it. That's it.
All right, Haley, I didn't want to send a tally.
Hang on, the judges have tallied your score. Let's go to the judges and see how you did on these questions.
Move this man!
You asked for honesty. I gave you honesty.
Sorry.
You well, sometimes honesty is wrong, Haley. Sometimes being honest is wrong.
A sandwich, you were good. We would have overlooked, the judges would have overlooked Die Hard being a Christmas movie. Would have overlooked that if you had gotten the hot dog question correct.
No. The hot dog question is not nearly as critical as the Die Hard question.
No. Bullshit. The Jordan question where she also interjected the Tom Brady, which nobody asked. That was clearly the fucking worst.
Hey. At least you didn't say Patty Mahomes, all right? At least you didn't say Patty Mahomes.
Before we had the show, let's do this. Haley, would you like old-ass Tom Brady right now out of retirement or Baker Mayfield?
Old-ass Tom Brady, hands
down. Damn. All right.
Haley Murphy, everybody.
Haley, thank you. But wait, wow. Real quick, before we end this, I just have to say one thing, and this is why I thought you were going to knock all those out of the park. If they kill Fezco, we riot.
I will be burning something down.
Absolutely. I saw that you were a fan, and I was like, I'm bringing this shit up during the show. If they kill Fezco, we fucking burn HBO to the ground, damn it.
Yep. I personally send Sam Levinstein a letter, a very mean letter.
And she's back, ladies and gentlemen. She is the official lawyer of the show.
Christian, all right,
wait, hold on.
You get it. Hang on, Sheer.
You don't watch that.
Back, you're back. You
love
are.
That. I love that.
I gotta say though, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but if you're gonna be mailing stuff, why don't you just dump sack him and get it over with? Like, really show him how you feel.
Haley, go ahead and plug your socials. Where can people find you?
At the Haley Murphy. Everywhere. The Haley Murphy.
All right, and
wait, how do you spell Haley though? Just to be clear.
HAILEE.
So you're not like Eminem's daughter, just FYI, folks.
No, I'm not Eminem's daughter. No,
she's got class. Like, she's much classier than that.
Hey, I actually went to school with her, and she was in a sorority that was next door to mine. Fun fact.
Oh, that's right.
Wait, you went to school with Haley? That's all this interview should have been about. Holy hell.
Yeah,
we fucked this up, gentlemen. We have screwed our own show.
Wait. We can do a post game. Haley, can you stick around for a while? I know you got another interview lined up tonight. Can you stick around for a little bit? Okay, listen. We'll close out the show. We'll do a post game.
That's fine. You go pee, Mook. We'll do it without you. You're good.
Yeah, you know, we don't need you here, Mookie. Listen, Haley, thank you so much for hanging out.
This was awesome.
Stick around. We'll do a post game. We'll talk about you hanging out with Marshall Mathers' daughter, because that's pretty badass. This has been a damn fun show. Thank all of you for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at Craft Bee Sports, Instagram, same handle. Like the show on Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. Also, shout out Belly Up Sports. Be sure to go check out Haley's writing and a ton of other writers at bellyupsports.com. Give all of the pods on the Belly Up Sports Network a listen. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get those podcasts. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you all next week. Cheers, everybody.
We talking Homer, Ozzy and the Straw.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Looking for a particular truck part? Then look no further. The Rush Truck Center's All Makes Parts catalog features more than 16,000 of the most popular All Makes parts from top suppliers in the industry and with quality brands you know and trust. And at 164 full-color pages, this is their biggest catalog yet. Our friends at Rush Truck Centers have great deals for you all year long. Check out their monthly parts and service specials in-store and online. And when you're ready to order, shop online with Parts Connect at RushTruckCenters.com. Expect more from Rush Truck Centers.